Welcome back to Mindful Hunter. I'm your host, as always, Jay Nickel. And today, we are going to dive into my first aid kit for solo backcountry hunting. Let me preface this video. I am currently 15 days out from a bodybuilding show, which means I can barely string a coherent sentence together. Motivation is in the absolute gutter, and this is the last thing in the world I want to be doing right now. What I want to be doing is laying in that room over there on the couch. But I made a commitment at the beginning of this year that I was going to do a video every week. And I talk about this a lot on the podcast. That's what commitment and discipline is. It is the ability to do the shit you don't want to do, even when you don't want to do it. Do you know what I mean? And so I would just ask for a little patience and tolerance today. If I'm not my normal chipper, witty, articulate self, just cut me a little slack. And that's the other reason I chose to do this video. It's not going to be super long. It's not going to be super detailed. But I got questions about this on the podcast this week. And I actually thought with sheep season right around the corner, this was the perfect opportunity for me to dive into my kit. Now, let me add some more context. I used to run a very simple kit. So again, with my background in forestry engineering, I'm very used to being within a day's hike of a truck or within a 4-hour hike of a truck. So the kit that we always carried with us, which we had to carry because of work safe regulations, was always pretty minimal. And it was like one of those little OHS level 1 red fabric kits, has like the basic stuff in there. And then back at the truck, we would have like one of the bigger red kits with like all the bells and whistles in case something severe happened. Now, for the first few years I hunted, that was exactly what I carried. And I beefed it up a little bit and added a few extra things, but it was really a pretty minimal kit. And then I was listening to some more podcasts, and then I think it was a Corey Jacobson film when that guy took a broadhead to the calf and it got real bad real quick. And I was also reading some statistics on tourniquet usage and, you know, how important they are. And so last year I decided to completely redesign my kit from the ground up. And so let's start from the outside, working our way in. I also used to carry this just in a red fabric pouch. And then inside that fabric pouch, I would have a Ziploc bag and all my stuff would fit inside the Ziploc bag. However, after a couple seasons of use, the bag got kind of beat to shit. The Ziploc bag inside had some holes in it. I try and keep this in a very readily accessible place, normally on some type of pocket on the exterior of the bag, like in the lid or another really easy to access place. Because something else, I want to focus on solo hunters, because when you're hunting with partners, and you each have a kit, there's like a little bit of backup there. You know, like maybe you don't each need a tourniquet. Maybe you don't each need a quick clot bandage. Maybe your first aid kit doesn't need to be super accessible because if something happens, your buddy who's still totally fine can get into his pack. Like there's a margin of safety there that does not exist when you're solo hunting. So I try and keep it in my mind. I think to myself, if something happened and I broke a leg, I need to be able to get to this. And if you have a 90-pound pack and this thing's buried in the bottom of it, no bueno. If you have a serious issue and if you're bleeding out quick or if you have a broken limb, you're not going to be able to lift up a 90-pound pack, empty everything out, and get into your first aid kit. So last year, I switched to this 3-liter dry bag. And let me open this up. It's not particularly large. Okay, it doesn't weigh much at all. And the security and the safety that it provides, I think, is incomparable. So first recommendation, put your kit inside of a dry bag, have that dry bag very easily accessible. Now let's dive inside. So you'll notice this is inside another kit. So what I actually started with, I think it's called the Mountain Series Adventure Medical Kit, and I bought this at MEC, which is Canada's version of REI. Now, this is meant for two people for 4 days. It's called the Backpacker, and the company's called Adventure Medical Kits. Again, it served as a good base because it had a bunch of stuff that I was going to need. Now, it still lacked some things that I needed to add, and it had a bunch of stuff that I took out that I don't think you need. So, if we open this up and lay it out, let's just start going through the pockets one by one. I would like to make another note. I am not a medical professional. If you think I have missed something or if I have stuff in here that's redundant, I'd love some feedback. Let's drop some notes in the comments below. I'd love to hear what are in your kits or if there's any other little hacks like the dry bag and where you keep it that you think other people would benefit from. Let's share that information so we can all benefit from it. So if we open up this side here, now this is stuff, there was a few of these in here, but I added more. So I like to have a bunch of these wet wipes in here and I like to have them be antiseptic. So not just like a baby wipe, but like some type of isopropyl or benzo solution so that you're gonna have the ability to, you know, kill bacteria and microbes that might be in whatever cuts that you get. So a bunch of alcohol wipes and then just a few different bandages. I like to keep a variety. I love these butterfly ones. They're great for little nicks and cuts on your fingers. I want to share a little story. For some reason, I seem to get an infected hangnail on like every third or fourth hunt that I go on. And it's more of a nuisance than anything else, but the perfect solution I've found is one of these butterfly bandages. You take some polysporin or antibiotic ointment, dump it on your finger, wrap it in one of these, wrap that in duct tape, leave it for 3 days. The antibiotic ointment nukes whatever in there. You take it off and your finger is fine. These are like those little stitch things. They're good for like long slices when you're trying to pinch something closed. So a little pack of those. Now, I already went over the ointment. This is something that I add in separately. You can never have enough polysporin, in my opinion. Like it works wonders on all kinds of stuff and it will cut your healing time in half on little nicks, cuts and abrasions. And I highly recommend getting something with an antibiotic component. Like get the most powerful stuff you can find at the drugstore and grab a full tube because you never know how long you're gonna be out there. I keep some spare Aqua Tabs. I really don't like the way this makes your water taste. But again, if we're in an emergency situation and the shit has hit the fan, you can find any water on the planet and drink it if you throw a few of those inside. I carry 3 lighters. I carry a lighter in my first aid kit, a lighter in my possibles pouch, and a lighter in my meal kit. That way, no matter what happens, I will always have an extra lighter. Lighters are the perfect shape to carry tape. So I will keep a different tape wrapped around each lighter. Normally I do like a black electrical tape, a duct tape, and then a Leuco tape. Now the thing is with these tapes, you need to reapply them every year. I didn't do that 1 year. It had been on here for about a year and a half. I got out into the field and it had been beat to shit so much that by the time I was able to peel the Leuco tape off the lighter, it was kind of useless to me. I kind of got it to work, but it was not good. So I have a little kind of, season refresh party in my basement once a year. I'll probably do it next month. Before I start getting ready for sheep. And one of the things that I do is I unwrap all my lighters, check and make sure they got lots of fluid, and then rewrap all my lighters with fresh tape. So Leuco tape is an absolute must. A real basic trauma pad or like just a sponge gauze pad. And this is super handy for any type of deep cuts or something that's bleeding pretty significantly. This is just normal medical tape. Again, if you had some type of open wound, you could put this pad on it, literally just grab this and just wrap the shit out of yourself and it's gonna keep it on there. I keep a whistle, that's for safety. if you had to call in for extra help, if you had to, if you were injured and maybe you can't yell, a whistle is a really good thing to have in your kit. What else do we got in here? Pair of tweezers. Now this isn't, depending on what type of like multi-tool or knives you're bringing with you, not always absolutely necessary, but the other thing is these have been sterilized and then I keep them inside this little thing. So if I had to like go digging inside something, I'm not gonna need to use the same knife that I just, you know, gutted an elk with and risk some type of blood infection. So I do think tweezers are a great idea. And then just some extra big safety pins. You can do all kinds of neat shit with this. The other thing that I really like safety pins for, sometimes you just have to poke holes in things, or maybe you wanna clean the nozzle on a camp stove or something like that. Like there's all kinds of uses for safety pins. Okay, that's everything on this side. Now, this is the tourniquet. I bought this one off of Amazon. There are some type of classification system for tourniquets. Again, I am not an expert, but I did a little quick Google search and this was the one that was recommended for backcountry use. Now, I wanna say some people might feel, well, I've got a belt or I've got this. The thing with a tourniquet is it's designed, like a specific tourniquet is that it's designed with this bar in here so that you can crank it down and apply significantly more pressure than you would ever be able to apply with just a belt. This was one of the items that took me the longest to add to my kit, and I'm the most embarrassed that I didn't have one for so long, because this is one of those things that to me is non-negotiable. If you're out there solo, you need to have a tourniquet. Okay, got some typical roller gauze, no big deal there. a little tensor bandage, one of those like sterile elastic bandages. This would be great if you sprained your ankle or something like that happened. These are like surgery grade Q-tips. So they're extra long, there's extra stuff in the end, and I keep them in a sterile package. So again, if I got some kind of cut and it's all full of gunk, I could take the end of this, I could rub it in one of these alcohol wipes, I could dig all that stuff out and clean it out before addressing the wound itself. Now, I'm gonna save these until the end. Okay, up next, and this is also something else I've added secondarily, crazy glue, little mini crazy glues. Now this is for any of those like deep cuts that aren't gonna stay closed on their own. You literally pinch the cut together, dab some crazy glue, blow on it a little bit, and it will keep it closed until you can get back to society and get a more long-term solution. Now, I specifically buy these little disposable ones because once you open something in the backcountry, it's like you're not gonna be carrying around an open tube of crazy glue for a couple weeks. Like that's just silly. So I look at these as like one use type of options. So a couple of those, super cheap and easy to add. A syringe with like this kind of pointed tip on it. Again, you could draw sterilized water into here and flush out whatever you need to flush out. I got a little bit of extra moleskin, some other kind of sponges and gauze pads, and then finally one last sponge. Now I do need a few more Band-Aids in here. I didn't fill this up from last year. So the other thing that I would add into this is probably another dozen just assorted Band-Aids, because you never know how many you're gonna need and they come in handy for all kinds of stuff. To be honest with you, what I tend to do in the backcountry, instead of using a lot of Band-Aids or replacing Band-Aids, I will put one Band-Aid on something and then I wrap it in duct tape and I try and leave it closed for the remainder of the hunt. Everything has a tendency to get dirty and infected back there. So if I'm on day two of a 10-day hunt and something happens, which has happened, you know, multiple times, I will clean it, dress it, and then lock it down with some duct tape or Leuco tape or something else that's just going to completely seal off the area. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about, which to me falls in the same category of the tourniquet in like leveling this kit up, are these quick clot bandages. For me, these are super important because again, if you're by yourself and you cut some type of artery and you're to the point where you're going to be losing blood and losing consciousness, you need a really aggressive way to stop the bleeding. Now, obviously, this is not going to, you know, sew up an artery for sure. However, it is going to stop superficial bleeding and close up a hole far quicker than just one of these bandages with some tape will on their own. The quick clot and the tourniquet, in my opinion, are both non-negotiable. And that's what really takes this from like a beginner to an intermediate kit, in my opinion. So that's it. There's my solo first aid kit for backcountry adventures. I think the whole thing might have cost me $40 and required me to go shopping at two places. I got the majority of it in this pre-made kit at MEC. And then I bought the tourniquet and the quick clots off of Amazon. So if you have any questions, please drop it down in the comments section below. If you have anything to add or anything that you've learned over the years that you think the rest of it could benefit from, please add that as well. And as always, if you could like, comment, share, subscribe, anything to help boost these videos in the algorithm, I greatly and sincerely appreciate it. And until next time. Thanks for tuning in.